What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera. U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever you're receiving us, etc., at fucking etc., we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for a couple hours talking about, you know, shit and Trump and shit.
You know, I haven't refreshed HuffPo in a bit. Is it crazy or
no? Not yet. I mean, okay. I haven't heard of.
No one's at war.
Not yet.
Wasn't at war earlier today? Are we at war with Iran yet?
I don't think so, but let me refresh.
Hell of a way to answer.
Join us on social media during the show or anytime at Crab Diving on the Twitter is the one we check during the show. And we're on Facebook and the Instagram.
Goddamn right.
Frequently.
Wee.
And thanks for helping out the show by buying shit through our Amazon link. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon.
Thank you.
You can go send something lovely to someone that you're not having Thanksgiving with.
Right. Absolutely.
But if you go to crabdiving.com/Amazon,
yes,
or the banner on our webpage, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
I guess that's it. Let's see what's going on this lovely Wednesday,
okay.
The day before Turkey Day. Enjoy your virtual Thanksgivings, everyone.
Oh, who's doing that? Not everyone.
One of my gigs has something to do with the airline industry, and all the news in the airline industry is millions flocking to the airports this holiday,
God.
Despite the COVID-19.
You know, it's just here's the truth about our country. Most people aren't wearing masks. Most people aren't doing enough to not spread this shit.
Yeah, in many places.
In this place,
especially. Death, yeah,
you dumb fucking science denying, freedom sucking motherfuckers.
My freedom.
If you breathe on someone I care about and they die, go fuck yourself.
Don't take away my cheese fountain.
Shove your cheese fountain up your cheese hole.
That's Thursday night.
Right. I got to cheat. Can you use cheese as a mask or no? You can't?
Swiss cheese is just as effective if there's a tiny little virus particle that's 0.001 nanometers, and there's the mask only stops things up to 0.003 nanometers. How do you think that's effective?
I don't know. You know, the challenge.
I love that yes. Science.
And you just, that person is hopeless. And the challenge is you have to exist with that person and accommodate that person.
Right.
At your expense, at your risk. That's why I hate our system. That we coddle stupid people and they're affording.
Well, but we need to educate stupid people.
Which means that
entities like Fox News need to somehow be
accountable or held
yeah.
to better standards for their bullshit.
White people have to do the white people out there that aren't white supremacists need to do the thing where they protect people of color from these white supremacists with their superpower white skin. And I don't yeah, know that I mean, we're going happening. To be able to educate these people. That's not the super. We need to use our super white skin.
Well,
to
we need
make them go away to or something.
Vote Ossoff, vote Warnock in Georgia. Yeah,
absolutely.
And we desperately need that Senate because otherwise Mitch McConnell is going to do nothing and will continue to allow. In fact, he'll even say, well, you know, a lot of irregularities in the election. Some people think there were, you know, he's going to somehow
held hostage yeah. to whatever he wants to fucking do.
So we need to get rid of Mitch McConnell, get rid of his power, at least as a majority leader. And the way to do that is if you're in Georgia, go out and vote, get people that you know to go out and vote.
You know what the good news is that we've got a lot going on in this country that is bad. And, you know,
what have you got to lose? Is my, you know, we should bring back Trump's, we should yeah. use his. What have you got to lose?
Well,
because if we have another, the last time we got Obamacare, and a lot of people like Obamacare, there's a lot of rich assholes and Republicans, dumb Republicans who don't, but a lot of people like Obamacare.
Yeah, and I think that this, the great thing is that this election is coming where we could take the Senate, maybe, you know.
And it could be made better.
In that, yes.
Instead of having one house that is always a porcupine butt plug.
Right. And it, porcupines are like, I think I'm taking shrapnel.
Well, I mean, I think shit. They know. I think they know what they are. I think oh, they're yes. self-aware. Yeah.
Right. Oh, are they?
Yeah.
They think they're attractive or... You think some porcupines are like...
They know all the only the stranger elephants yeah. use them for butt plugs.
I wish I had longer whiskers. Like Bill.
The but yeah, if we get all three chambers, a slim lead as it is,
chamber,
then it'll be great.
Yeah.
To two chambers and the
we can
presidency.
It's great because we can avoid revolucione. You know, because that's...
Well, and once they start getting shit done,
yeah,
that's good. The people be like, whoa, okay, wait a second. I mean, I don't foresee UBI. I think UBI should be discussed at the highest levels.
Yeah.
And continue to be discussed at the highest levels.
We also don't know what the country's going to look like in January after flu season or during whatever. When's flu season over?
There's going to be a number of dead people.
Yeah, sadly. that might change things. I mean, all kinds of shit's on the table when you have 400,000 dead people between like what, February and in a year. You have in under a year you have 400,000 dead people in a pandemic. That might change how things, you know.
What? Okay, so it shaves off a couple of percent.
Yeah, yeah.
off the Trumpists.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I think we need to go after Fox. I think other news organizations should drop the gloves.
Yeah.
And become what MSNBC has become and say, call them Trump TV and just yeah. mock. Because you need other voices out there saying,
yes.
what they're saying is bullshit, yes. everybody. This is well, not true. You're if all you watch is Fox News, you are getting a tiny distorted bubble of what's happening. You don't hear a lot yeah. of what is really happening.
And I think we're finally understanding the Republican Party. There's nothing there that's worth a shit. That's it.
Well,
there's
a lot of these Lincoln Party, the Lincoln Project guys are saying the same thing. They're like, I don't know if it can be saved.
Burn
I think
it
needs to be burned to the ground and we start over.
With a
center right.
Yeah.
Party
or
instead
maybe,
of this goose-stepping fascist fuckstorm that we're in.
Conservatism dies. Maybe it dies.
That's not going to happen.
Because we need environmental shit and we need to deal with this pandemic.
It's not going to happen. Not until we make nice things happen.
Yeah.
and bread and circuses. a horrible term, but
yeah,
bread and circuses. Make sure the people are eating. Make sure the people are entertained.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because
they're happy,
and
but our economy and this capitalist fraud or really rigged system against anybody that's not rich.
Yeah.
All the capital flowing northward into ethereal accounts to do nothing.
Right.
People are. We did that story of the uber rich. The Sears catalog for the uber rich is products are flying off the pages for $1 billion yachts and shit like
that's
that.
Crazy.
Because they literally don't know what to do with all of their billions of dollars. Well, they don't know what to do with it.
See, that's the thing where it's like, that has to change, or it will change. You know, I mean, what?
Well, yeah, it's starting. I think more and more. I think this pandemic has...
What do more homeless people in L.A. look like to you? I mean, can you imagine?
Well, right. But I think the pandemic has finally put a little bit of a shock rod up their holes.
Ooh, yeah.
Some people.
Yay.
Right. And they're seeing, you know, you got the Fed saying... we need a stimulus.
Yeah.
And then you've got Steve Mnuchin trying to throw a wrench in the whole works and leave a complete disaster for Biden.
Yeah.
With that ruling that he's going to stop all of the programs like that you could apply for aid because of the COVID for businesses.
Great.
It stops at the end of the year.
Why?
Because they literally want to burn it down for Biden. They want things to be so bad for Biden that he won't be able to get anything done, especially if there is I forgot what I was going to say because my computer is now going
vaccine?
Wacky.
Especially if there is a vaccine.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. But they want him to fail.
But, you know, we're talking about the virus. We're talking about shit that's like...
Has that stopped them yet?
No, it hasn't. It fucking hasn't.
There you go.
It hasn't.
My
and so to that, I would say, then what do we want from them then? Why do we treat them like normal people? You're right. The gloves need to come off in the media. And it's crazy. There are two insider traders running for Senate in Georgia that are making money off the pandemic.
One of the problems is the media is ultimately owned by... big fucking rich guys, Bloomberg, Zucker, Bezos,
right?
That Spanish guy that owns the New York Times, stuff like that.
And I still think that
Mexican, Spanish,
yeah. I still think probably like the Democrats are guided by the principle that they can work with the other side.
That's you know, I'm seeing a lot of
they're learning otherwise.
I'm seeing a lot of that kind of stuff on social media where people are like, this is great and everything, but Biden better not make the same mistake Obama did and try to reach over to Mitch fucking McConnell, you know, because he thinks that he had all those years in the Senate. Maybe they had a couple of beers and a couple of yucks together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in the 70s and laughed about black people.
Yeah.
But Joe has evolved.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think Joe is racist at all. Actually.
No.
No,
the racists are in the Republican Party. Yeah. I mean, you can.
I think the crime bill was a really bad idea.
Yes, as the fucking.
As does he, and has apologized.
Right, and but you know, it's we're talking about our existential shit with Trump and the Republicans. We're not going to be able to have a country with those people in charge. They don't have the ability to do anything. Imagine Trump wasn't there; they'd still be shit. They'd still be the same fascist fucking shitbags without Trump.
And will be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. That's just it. They'll just be, you know, swallowing less Happy Meal tainted jizz.
You know, the more this is what I feel like this country is at is happening. You know, this country is good at going out into the streets.
We'll see.
Yeah, and
we're not like the Europeans though. They know how to throw a good protest.
That's true. Although, you know, you saw the BLM protests in New York. I mean, mainly that's the cops inciting people.
Right.
But people are putting up with shit. They're not going to, we better have good justice reform or people will march. And they should.
Because God wants purity. God wants things hot and cold, not lukewarm. God wants me to wage war.
Shit, man. That's mental illness, correct?
Well, I guess, yeah.
God.
And amazing performing ability.
Oh, man. Give that guy a Tony and a People's Choice statuette.
Over to the HuffPo big news. A real shocker.
Shocker.
The headline says, "Here come the pardons. Flynn walks free."
I saw that.
I'm sure Mike Flynn is getting his little pardon.
I beg your pardon!
Oh, he did. Trump pardoned Michael Flynn already, more than 2 years after the former National Security Advisor pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI during an explosive investigation of Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election.
Excuse me, I'm confused. Why is he getting pardoned? I thought that they were dropping the case, the Justice Department, against Mike Flynn.
Trump, part of Trump's elite crack law team representing now the new representative of Mike Flynn. What's happening? The dog is trying to get the Kong toy and knocking shit over.
How do you disrupt the whole room just from chewing?
3:08 p.m. So not that long ago. It is my great honor to announce that General Michael T. Flynn has been granted a full pardon. Congratulations to General Flynn and his wonderful family. I know you will now have a truly fantastic Thanksgiving.
Yay. Did he not? You're lying on that last part. Did he really say?
That's the tweet.
The part about who's having a truly great Thanksgiving because Michael Flynn is pardoned.
Mike Flynn.
Who gives a fuck? About his Thanksgiving.
Congratulations to Flynn and his wonderful family. I know you will now have a truly fantastic Thanksgiving.
You know what's crazy is that he's reaching out to these people, to the Flynns, very publicly, to Mike Flynn. Does he call anyone that's lost anyone to COVID? Has he done anything like that? He's not calling one person. Not one person.
Well,
nothing.
That's for the better.
No, I agree with you.
You know, I understand somebody died. You know, I got really sick, and
He called
remdesivir or whatever the fuck it is.
Remdesivir.
Remiclomiphone.
Did he call someone, the parents of a soldier who died, who was killed in Afghanistan, I believe, and he called the family, and after the family was done talking, they still...
Oh, he said, literally, and they were in a car.
Right.
And it was the mother was there, the widow's mother, and they were on their way to some rally or something. Literally, their representative to Congress was in the car with them. And they were going, and Trump calls, and she on speakerphone, and they were horrified. And he literally said, well, you know, He knew what he was getting into.
Oh my God! These soldiers passed away. This was in Africa, right? It was some special forces thing, right?
Oh God! I don't know if it was the same story, but there's still a lot of questions about a squad that was killed in Africa, Northern Africa, right at the beginning of his term, not that long after the hellstorm began, and that vanished. Those questions,
right. Why?
Like real questions, not like Benghazi questions.
What happened?
Why were they there?
Why were they there?
Like, they were in a country that we're not supposed to have.
Why were they
elite
there?
Squads in?
But why were they there? Nobody knows.
I think that's the story. Anyway,
shit, God, you feel worse after he consoles you. You feel worse.
Yeah. He's not his vibe.
What? It's not his vibe. Here's his vibe. He hangs out with Jeffrey Epstein and rapes kids. That's his vibe.
Flynn was accused of willfully and knowingly making materially false, fictitious, and fraudulent statements in a January 24th, 2017 interview with FBI agents on topics including his past communications with the Russian ambassador to the United States.
You've been pardoned, baby!
He resigned from his post in February 2017 after allegedly also misleading top administration officials. Say it! Mike Pence.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike Pence was the one who was like, oh, well, Flynn obviously misled me also. I didn't know what he was talking about.
But you got pardoned. You got pardoned. He should do it like a game show, don't you think? The pardons.
Isn't he?
He
tweeted it out.
He's teasing it.
Yeah.
Is that how he announced the pardon? He tweeted it?
Yeah.
God.
It's my great honor to announce that General Michael T. Flynn has been granted a full pardon.
You're not reading some, like, press release.
His Twitter account.
Just a twat. That's it.
Right.
That's classy, isn't it? Good for us.
Oh, boy.
Too bad Nixon didn't have Twitter.
Shelby.
Calm down, buddy.
STFU, buddy.
Shit.
We've like, got
you shut the fuck up, podcaster.
Fifth Amendment is trending for some reason.
The Fifth.
Oh, fun fact, Mike. Now that he's been pardoned, Mike Flynn loses all protection against compelled testimony under the Fifth Amendment, so he can be subpoenaed anytime by the House.
Oh,
and if he lies, he goes to jail.
Damn. Oh shit, Mikey. Damn.
Well, that's a little silver lining.
That's great. That could be great.
Unshocking.
But if he tests,
I'm gonna get her a ice cream.
From my understanding, this is a combination of 24 Law and Order. If say he's subpoenaed and he has to speak to the House, he answers some questions. He incriminates himself in some separate matter. Could he then be investigated and arrested, indicted, what have you, thrown in the clink based on new shit they discover? Could he be found guilty of a new crime? Or is he, like, just pardoned forever? Is it just big fat...
just that one offense.
So, okay, so let's say during testimony, he's talking to Congress, that something is uncovered that he did, something else he did wrong. Is he accountable for that?
Yes.
Oh, shit,
if he lies to Congress and they prove it.
No, during the course of the testimony, he confesses to a new crime or we find out he did something else, could he get in trouble for that?
Sure.
Oh, shit, man.
It's not a get out of jail for the rest of your life card.
Yeah, it's not like
as much as Trump would love to print a whole stack of those.
You can do anything you want forever.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Yay.
Drudge Report.
Yes.
COVID, 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 everybody. COVID, COVID, COVID.
It's supposed to go away right after the election, fuckface.
Deadliest day since May is the headline.
Okay.
Record hospitalizations. And then all red, Thanksgiving super spreader fear.
Super. stay home, you fucking cunts, if you can, please.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Yes.
And we mean cunts in the we love you.
In the British way.
Yes.
In the British way.
The coronavirus pandemic and Australian. I think they wield it even more liberally down under.
Did they would they say, look at that cunting snake?
No, I don't know.
What snake, Spain? A real cunt.
I think they're just like, shut up, you cunt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hope that cunt over there doesn't chew me leg off.
The coronavirus pandemic is raging across the U.S. as cases explode and deaths spike. More than 2,100 COVID-19 related deaths were reported Tuesday.
Oh, shit.
The highest single day number since May. In Maryland, it seems to be business as usual, however, for holiday travel.
Hell yes. I'm going out. I'm taking a plane. I'm hanging out with my relatives. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm licking. I'm eating. I'm ejaculating air bubbles into the atmosphere. We're all dying.
This is a CBS local Baltimore. That's why it's leaning towards Maryland.
Oh, okay.
But despite the skyrocketing statistics, millions of Americans are traveling for Thanksgiving to spend the holiday with family and friends. They're packing into airports and boarding planes, ignoring guidance from the CDC.
Here's the
advising
problem.
Against travel this year.
Here's the problem, fuckheads. If someone needs to fly for emergency reasons, something bad happened, you have to go somewhere. That's fine. But we're in a pandemic, so what would be great if we didn't have a bunch of people just traveling because it's vacation?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, stay home. Don't go out. Don't go get it. Who the fuck gets on an airplane for fun right now? Are you crazy?
The U.S. could see an explosion of COVID-9 infections in the weeks following Thanksgiving, says Dr. Jonathan Reiner, former White House medical team advisor. He said it's potentially the mother of all super spreader events.
That's a doctor person.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I know about doctors, they don't like hyperbole. They don't speak in hyperbole.
Former White House medical team advisor.
Okay. Which White House? Trump's?
I don't know.
As long as it's not Trump's.
It might not be.
Did they have medical advisors over there? And that
I can't imagine those guys are going to find, like, you know, a lot of frequent gigs on CNN or anything like that. Everybody's going to be like, what?
Medical advisor to lunatic fascist Donald Trump weighing in.
People are calling for that doctor asshole to be to lose his medical license for the bullshit he's spreading, the guy that Trump likes instead of Fauci.
People that took money from that to work in that White House, in that administration, we don't need to see them. They need to go away. Get the fuck out. Fade off into the woodwork. Go fuck yourself. You were part of this Nazi bullshit. Eat a dick.
Honestly. He might, you know, I mean, who knows? He might keep some people on.
I hope not. Why? So he can get COVID? God.
For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory.
Man, if I'm Joe
you don't
Biden,
think they're going to keep Paula around just for laughs?
If I'm Joe Biden, I take whoever is in charge of cleaning that White House aside. I'm going to say, I'm so sorry you have to clean up after these disgusting lunatics, these ruffians, these anti-Semitic Nazi freaks were in there. You got to clean the shit out of that or I'm not going in.
Did you see the other day that...
Don't go in.
That Fumigate was trending?
Why?
Because somebody with a lot of followers said, what do you think the first thing the Biden administration should do when they get to the White House? And the number one thing was fumigate.
Well, yeah, the number one
fumigate.
Thing. Fumigate. You need to do this. Number one, send in some drone robots. Honestly, check that motherfucker for bombs. I'm serious. You don't know what these fuckers are going to leave. Trump? These are crazy people. Check that fucker for bugs. You know, listening devices. I'm serious. Don't you think?
I stuffed one of my diapers down the toilet when I left.
You got to do that. You got to do that. And then you got to clean. I'm not even convinced that Joe Biden should go work at that White House. Can we have another White House? Just another one.
So that's the headline. Those are the headlines at the two places that we check the headlines.
I just picture the new administration. Well, nobody in the administration is going to walk in. It's going to look like a mess. Someone, I assume, goes in there, fixes the shit, takes out all the pictures of Trump.
Well,
I got him. Sorry.
Maybe in certain quarters of the White House, Stevie Miller's room, certainly.
That's a compliment.
Yeah.
Are they going to leave up the pictures of Trump with his enlarged fucking hands or whatever they did?
Yeah, right.
Dear America, don't vote on a shithead fucking psychopath for president like that again. Please don't do that to us again.
We do have other news.
Really?
I keep thinking it's Faithless Friday because it's because we'll be off tomorrow. And I don't know if we'll do Thursday. We'll probably decide, see what the news is like and decide if we're going to do Friday.
Today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so we are definitely not doing a show tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. But Friday's also a day off and shit, so I don't know if there'll be. Right. I don't know what kind of news there'll be, so we might also decide, fuck it. We may not.
Right, right. Yeah. I will be on the air somewhere at 7 p.m.
Oh, you do have a gig,
Central.
Don't you?
I still can't.
On Friday? Is this the German one?
No. It's the guys from Dublin. It's,
Irish. Right.
Yeah. It's called Le Chat. Le Chat. Le Chat. I don't know. It's talking about, it's like, I want to talk to people, see what it's like to do comedy in the pandemic.
But is it,
like,
is it is it broadcast live?
Yeah, I think so.
Can you say fuck?
They're not paying me. I'm going to say whatever I want. Yeah, man. I can say fuck. It's Ireland. You can say what you want over there.
Yes, I don't know. You should listen to some of his stuff before.
Oh, I did.
Oh, yeah.
I did. It's a lot of, you know, it's.
Do they swear?
I never think about that because I just assume everybody does.
But they don't.
You know what? I'm going to say fuck because here's why. It's the end of the world. I don't give a shit. Nobody cares. Hey, what you do, whatever, if you want to hide,
he'll just stop you if they can.
Hey, if anybody from the CIA is listening and you want to hide state secrets, do it in these podcasts 15 minutes after you're in. Just put state secrets in there. No one will find them. You know what I mean?
Because some people with Apple, they're, you know, with iTunes and shit, they're worried about not being able to be listed if you have a lot of potty language.
Okay, well.
Which is why we're listed as adult.
Who the fuck listens to something that's not adult?
Non-adults.
Yeah.
Non-adults.
Yeah, yeah.
Teenagers.
Yeah.
And shit.
Right.
They don't want them hearing our folity.
Our folity.
I also have, there is a story.
Yes.
This is Vanity Fair.
Oh, wee wee.
And pour yourself whatever you like or light up whatever you like.
Hell yeah.
Where it's legal, of course.
Yeah.
And we're not envious at all. Ivanka Trump desperately tries to rehab her image on the way out the door.
Who do you think this country, who do you think people, how, like somebody like me, Ivanka, let's say you listen to the show, you have an idea who we are. What do you think you would have to do to make me not fucking hate you for the Nazi asshole tyrant that you fucking are? You insensitive fucking asshole. Okay, now go ahead. Rehabilitate yourself. Now change my mind.
I think there may be a biased juror.
Well, yes. But she needs to change. How did she change my mind? How did she change your mind?
I don't know. I don't know. But I read it. It's really good. Bess Levin.
Yeah.
Wrote it. But it's basically how that she and Jared, though they were never like accepted in high society because of the Trump taint, but they were trying. Like they were, you know, they were trying to be less classless than her father and his dad who went to jail.
You know what? I don't get people like Jared and Ivanka. What are they doing? They obviously aren't passionate about government, or else they would be.
That's not true.
Doing it better.
That's not true. I'm very passionate about everything.
Senator Vocal Fry.
I'm very passionate.
Why aren't these rich people? Why don't they take their nasty children and their nasty ass selves and live in some jungle chalet in beautiful Bolivia? Do you know what I mean? Away from everyone, they're rich as shit.
Well, I think that's what Melania signed up for. And suddenly the narrative changed. No wonder she's angry. If she's angry.
Yeah. Everyone hates her. Although, I hate her.
There's still a lot of evidence that she's right there in the asshole souffle.
She is in the middle of the asshole souffle. Somebody's like, you finally found a souffle I like. The old swoon.
That was my nickname in college.
But I also read that it was in the Washington Post, New York Times. I forget where it was, but it was a friend of hers. It used to be her bestie, like in middle school and early high school.
Yeah.
In their fancy prep school.
Oh, okay.
And she basically, it's really funny. She basically is like, yeah, she's, you know, kind of a vapid twat, but, you know, there are good things about her. Like, sometimes she's really generous, and sometimes
yes, the
she's,
money! There you go!
And sometimes she's, and stuff like that. But then there's other times where, there was, like, she used to recommend books for Ivanka when they were, you know, out of college and stuff. Ivanka would be like, what should I read? And
anything, dumb fuck.
And her friend recommended a book about somebody's house cleaner or something. And Ivanka responded with, why would I want to read about poor people?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, please, state of New York, RICO this family and take their money, take their money, take all of their money.
So while she has rudimentary flashes of humanity, it doesn't seem like there's a lot. And this person seemed to describe the evolution or devolution of her, who was, you know, just kind of a fun, you know, not any more abnormal than your normal billionaire's vapid teenager at a prep school, right, you know, right. but then she blossomed into an asshole. She turned into an asshole. Yeah.
Well, great society. Good job. Good job, Dad. Right. Can we credit right. Dad with any of that? Rapey Dad. Damn, I mean.
But I guess, you know, they were thinking, so according to this one and that other story, this one in Vanity Fair, is like they went into this thinking, God, this is going to, you know, Trump's beloved. He's going to be elected twice. And we're going to get to influence him. And we're going to leave and we're going to be welcomed into high society. In New York, when we come back, everyone's going to want to have dinner with us and sit with us and be on our
Jared, be on our
charity boards.
Jared, I'll tell you this. If I was George Clooney, I had all the money in the world, fuck tons of lawyers. I'm speaking in total hyperbole. If I was George Clooney, I would beat the shit out of Jared Kushner. I would. I'd fucking do it. Do it, George.
Now
come on.
Stand the pumpkin. Politically around your neck, and all your tough guy crap's gonna end real quick.
Politically,
you think?
So Ivanka,
you think George Clooney can beat up Jared Kushner?
I have a George Clooney story that's really kind of funny. You bring him up.
Can you? Do you think he could take Jared? I mean, he's so spindly.
But George is
popped to the face.
Isn't George like 65 or something? Yeah. I mean, George is up there.
Brad
he's probably
Pitt
in
could
decent,
beat him up.
Probably in decent shape though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, here it opens. When Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner first took jobs in the White House in 2017, they presumably assumed that 8 years later they'd return to New York and be crowned the king and queen, not just of an exclusive social set, but the city. Nay, the entire globe. Hey. Vogue would put them on the cover of the September issue. Billionaires would beg them to sit on the boards of their companies to lend an air of credibility. People would scream, I love you, Ivanka.
God, but instead, you guys are both a couple of Nazi fucking bitches. Right. Nazis. You're a fucking Nazi, and so's Jared, and so's your fucking dad, and so's your two gross fucking brothers, who one of them apparently, a lot of people think he should be president someday. That's depressing.
Instead, they're being unceremoniously booted out of the place after just 4 years with significantly worse reputations than when they started.
It didn't work out the way you thought it would, did it?
To be clear, no one was falling over themselves to get an audience with the couple before Trump was inaugurated, but they weren't reviled among people whose opinions they presumably once and probably do still care about.
That's a good point you just brought up. People are reviled. People that they care about are reviled by their presence. I am reviled by them. I would even say they disgust me. They're gross. You know what I mean?
Everyone with self-respect, a career, morals, respect for democracy, or who doesn't want their friends to shame them both in public and private will still steer clear, a former friend of the couple said.
Yeah. Who gives a fuck about you? I have no fucks to give for you. How about all the families your dad tore up with your fucked up immigration policy? What's up with the family separation? How do you square that over Thanksgiving?
So Vanity Fair says, not surprisingly, the outgoing first daughter appears to be in extremely frantic damage control mode, attempting to prove via tweets that should come with fact checks that the Trump administration isn't the worst collection of people in modern presidential history. On Tuesday, she tweeted, fact, all caps.
Yes.
Greenhouse gases. Greenhouse gases generated by the U.S. will slide 9.2% this year, tumbling to the lowest level in at least three decades EPA.
Wow. Fact. You're a fucking Nazi. So's your fucking dad. So's your fucking mom.
But
so's your fucking brothers.
Why did greenhouse gases plummet 9.2%?
Maybe because...
because every fucking airline was grounded for 4 months on the whole goddamn fucking world at one point.
Because right to take
nobody's
for
been
it.
Driving to work because... right.
They are that's, right to
but
take
that's
credit
what's
for
insane.
It. We only had to kill 250,000 people and we got greenhouse emissions
that's
to go down.
That's insane. That's like saying my house burned down, but boy, I'll be able to grow some great crops on that land now with all that fertilizer from that burnt wood and burnt people in there.
Dead me made great fertilizer for acorn squashes. We all ate Ivanka.
So that was her. That's her. Well, her tweet.
Is she listening? Is she listening?
I don't know. Hi, Ivanka.
Hi.
If you want to set up, we'll break our no calls rule.
Yeah, call in Nazi. Get the Nazi phone out. We understand you. The planet understands you, and we see you, Nazi. We see you, Nazi.
Oh, so you wouldn't welcome Ivanka back to your Thursday tofu parties in Manhattan?
No.
If you were doing theater there?
No, I tell you what, I got a whole list of people that aren't allowed at my tofu parties.
You've got a hate list.
Yeah, I do.
Well, we all do.
Of course. Get that fuck you list.
But then there's a special list of people that you want them to know that they're not invited.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Right. You want,
I don't, for some reason,
you want to publicize. You want to have a great party and then put pictures on Facebook.
Fascism is insidious. And Trumpism, I bet, is insidious as shit and more insidious than we may realize. And Joe Biden, I don't know who the fuck he's going to put in charge of it, has to rip this Trumpism out of our fucking assholes. We got to get rid of it.
Hopefully,
got to rip it out.
Hopefully Kamala will have a lot to do.
I heard some dude on MSNBC talking about like little things that they've done, little changes they've made in our government that might be hard to detect. You just don't know about.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We need a deep colostomy in the workings.
Like, what's up with the are we going to put like science-y stuff back on government websites and shit like that?
One would hope. Although Ivanka did tweet greenhouse gases generated.
And Biden, I'm going to tell you this. You have to fire Rudy Giuliani's son day one. Fire that spreader. Fire that motherfucker.
Oh, and here. The study said U.S. emissions have been trending downward since 2008, mainly due to lower dependence on the power sector on coal. We're going to bring back coal. Indeed, we estimate that without COVID-19, emissions would have been 1% lower.
Oh, okay.
This implies that COVID-19 alone has pushed down the U.S. emissions 8% in 2020.
Thank you, Ivanka!
And Ivanka's like, 9.2%. Look at how great we're doing.
Yeah, so you're even lying. You suck. I feel bad for your kids. They should have better role models.
However.
I mean that.
They also
God damn it.
Said in the study, 2020 saw a sharp increase in fires in the U.S. And if included in our analysis, their emissions partially offset the drop in emissions from human activity. Wildfires are another source of carbon dioxide emissions in our atmosphere. So that's not counted in that 9.2%.
Okay, but some of those wildfires are human, right? Some people started those fires, right? So that is human activity.
Yeah, accidentally. Yeah.
Well, still.
Not like the lion Australia that Rupert Murdoch's bullshit where they tried to pin it on the fires were raging. They were saying arsonists.
And it wasn't.
It was not.
So, but this, some of our stuff. was that, even if it was on purpose or accident, still started by a person.
Yeah, it was dumb people, like with
dumb people, some kind of dumb people.
Right, yeah.
If there's any dumb people out there, please wear a mask. And when you're doing whatever you're doing with fire, please be extra fucking careful.
The fires in the U.S. in 2020 are part of a global trend of forest fires occurring more frequently in temperate regions.
We got to rake. We got to wear masks, so we're gonna fucking die.
And then yesterday, Ivanka tweeted, Dow Jones Industrial Average hits 30,000 for the first time ever.
Who gives a fuck?
Congratulations, America. U.S. flag emoji.
Yeah. I just don't. How did two
people? On the news.
Yes.
That Trump agreed to the transition.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly.
Again.
Right.
That because you're leaving. The stock market went up because you're leaving. And if you had won, it might have gone down. Nobody cares about the stock market. Fuck you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Ivanka, I feel like Ivanka and Jared and Eric and the disgusting. Hey, did he survive COVID or did he make
Who?
It? Don Jr.
The crotch spawn? I think so. I mean, I think
Trump, they got the good shit, right?
I think in between tweets of I won and it's a big hoax.
Does Don Jr. get the good shit?
It was a stolen election. I think there was one tweet that said, oh yeah, Don Jr. is okay.
Does Eric get the good shit if he catches COVID, even though he's so ugly? Does Trump let him have the good shit or no?
Yeah, though, that would be really off brand if Don didn't do well.
Oh, for that's the reason the kids are getting the shit, not because he's worried about him. It would be really off brand if you guys died.
I'm not joking either. I'm really not joking.
Look at, if you voted for Donald
Trump. He's a malignant narcissist. Yes. He does not give, it's transactional. How does this affect me?
Hey, dumb fucks in the park, in the over there. Listen, you voted for a very transactional narcissist motherfucker who gives nary a fuck about you and nary a fuck about his kids. Barely. Only Ivanka, because he's horny for her.
Ew.
That's why. If Ivanka was not, reasonably attractive, Trump would hate her. Would hate her.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. And he would tweet about how ugly my daughter is. She's a giant asshole.
It's a good story over at the Vanity Fair about how the Ivanka seems to, I don't know what she's trying to do. She's trying to tweet about all these great things that are happening that, she's so fucking clueless.
Ivanka, you're not going to be able to go back to New York high society. You're going to have to go over to Saudi Arabia or some fucking place in Russia and hang out with some strong men.
Hey, Dothan.
Alabama?
Yeah, sure. They'd love her there.
Hell yeah!
They would be. She would be the princess of Dothan.
Florida.
Flomaton.
Oh, my God.
Move to Flomaton.
Oh, my God. You know what? Did she act or anything? Did she sing?
I'm sure she's brilliant. I'm sure she's very talented.
Very good actor. I'm going to be on CSI Dothan.
But they were, weren't they on? They've been on.
Yeah, like, they were on
some show. But
yeah.
They did some guest spot as themselves on some show one time before before he was elected.
Yeah, they were
that's going to go bye-bye.
They were on One Tree Hill.
And besides the Apprentice, she was on The Apprentice a lot.
Oh, yeah. I saw you on that, Ivanka.
As one of the experts. Was like one of the experts.
Permission to treat the person we're talking about hostile.
Ivanka?
Yeah. Your acting was horrendous, and I'm sorry. I hate to say it. You were bad on that show. Your presence was lacking. You don't draw focus. You have nothing going on. You have no relationship with the camera. It looks like you don't give a fuck about what you're saying. You have a lot to work on.
She didn't.
Right. Oh, but you didn't have anything to say. Okay.
And didn't care about what she was saying.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, okay. That's my critique. Not good, as your dad would say. Not good.
here's something to be proud of, making one of the headlines at the Drudge Report.
Not good.
Congressman says the president should pardon himself to stop the radical left.
Well,
a member of Congress. Let's try to guess what party he belongs to.
Is it Matt Gaetz?
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz said President Donald Trump should pardon himself and others in his administration before leaving office to prevent the radical left from prosecuting them.
Thank you, everyone. I was able to guess who this was because, I mean, you know, we have how would you describe our representative?
Matt Gaetz.
Yes.
That's how I'm describing it. That's all you need right there.
Drunk.
Yeah, and
shitty.
A scumbag whose father was a for years entrenched corrupt leader. I don't know if he was the Senate majority leader or the House majority leader here in Florida.
Yes.
But he was, you know, a crook. And Matt got out of a number of DUIs.
A number. A number of DUIs. I'll vote for him.
And somehow, just because he's got an R next to his name on the ballot.
Rancid.
This area voted and repeatedly votes him in as our representative.
These people are, we
used to have Joe Scarborough.
Yeah. Well, he would be better. He would be better.
Here you go.
President Trump should pardon Michael Flynn. He should pardon the Thanksgiving turkey. He should pardon everyone from himself to his administration officials to Joe Exotic if he has to, because you see from the radical left a bloodlust that will only be quenched if they come after the people who worked so hard to animate the Trump administration with the policies and the vigor.
Oh, they are terrified that they're going to get caught with all their crimes.
Well, I'm agreeing with a lot of this. There is bloodlust for you motherfuckers. Matt, people are
I'm
mad.
I'm surprised you didn't slip and say me.
Yeah.
Pardon me. I mean.
What are you worried about? What did you do, Matt? What?
There's no bloodlust.
Why does Matt Gaetz need a pardon? Why is he doing this? Do you think he needs a pardon for something?
I think if we have a fair attorney general, they should look into all kinds of crimes. And if there is no crime, then don't charge them. I'm not a lock them up kind of person. If you don't have a crime, there's nothing.
These people need to be brought to justice, this Trump administration. The world needs to see that we don't play with this. Homie, don't play this. Homie, don't play that.
From the radical left, a bloodlust that will only be quenched if they come after the people who worked so hard to animate the Trump administration with the policies and the vigor and the effectiveness that delivered for the American people. Yeah. And so I think that the president ought to wield that pardon power effectively and robustly.
Robustly.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude. I hope the attorney general comes after you with bloodlust. I hope he comes and nails you motherfuckers to the wall.
That's our representative from here in the Florida Panhandle. Spoiler alert, a little bit of personal information about myself. I did not vote for Matt Gaetz in this last election. I'm just going to let you know.
Hit the applause button. Really?
Did you vote for Matt Gaetz in
the last election? Fuck no. Fuck no. No. No, but listen, in Georgia,
but 60% of this horrific district did.
But I tell you what, if you're in Georgia and you're going to vote for, you think you want to vote for Loeffler or Perdue, don't. Write in Trump right there. Do your job and write in Trump.
But this is this area is another microcosm because there's a lot of really nice, wonderful liberal people.
There are
in this part of the panhandle.
There are, Pat.
Goddamn, there's just a lot of
can I say something? Yes, there are a lot of not. And if you, let's say you're going to Vannies and you go all the way up to where the bridge is, there's a place like Milton, Florida, those people.
That's Trump Central. Yeah, yeah.
Matt Gaetz. They love Matt Gaetz They love them some Matt Gaetz to get onto Navarre. They love
They're the
Matt
ones
Gaetz.
That stormed. We did a story and it made national news. They stormed their council meeting when they were talking about having a mask mandate, and they stormed the council meeting. They had t-shirts made and everything.
It's a shame that those people are able to influence so much.
Well, yeah.
It sucks.
They get votes.
That's not just fair. Like we do. That's not fair. That's not fair. They're stupid. Are you stupid? No.
Some things, maybe.
Shit. You don't vote for Matt Gaetz.
I did not vote for Matt Gaetz.
So there you go.
I'll be honest about that.
Right.
Although, you know, the Drudge Report is still the Drudge Report because you scroll down a little bit and all in red. The Germans are coming. Viacom CBS sells Simon & Schuster to Bertelsmann.
Nine! God.
It's a big publishing company. They're buying Simon & Schuster from Viacom CBS, another big, giant, mega, uber conglomerate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's now trying to trim down a little bit.
Yes.
But Bertelsmann is the big company that bought it.
Yeah. They're doing better.
Or Penguin. Now. Penguin Random House. Another huge one wouldn't know that Penguin Random House was also Bertelsmann.
So how many?
But now they're buying Simon & Schuster.
Yes.
And because, you know, everything big needs to be bigger.
Absolutely.
It's going to reduce the big five of publishing to four.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah. Why are we allowing that?
Well, I concur.
Why allow that?
In Patland, shit's going in the other direction.
Absolutely. I mean,
smaller and more local.
I mean, if there's who's,
and your corporations are limited to a certain size.
Are you going
to
let corporations buy local news stations and local newspapers?
If that's all they're doing.
If they're just buying up every newspaper.
Well, not a big corporation coming down and buying. No, I don't agree with that. But if somebody forms a corporation to start a local newspaper, then
that's fine.
I'm all for that. But not these big media companies. They've already done that. That's a big problem. There's like news deserts they talk about that there's no local news, and shenanigans happen when there's no local news.
Right. And at least I'll say this, the Pensacola News Journal. I'm not saying that their COVID coverage has been fake or they're promoting things that aren't necessarily true. But they're also saying things like, don't panic. And they're...
Well, I mean, that's true.
But they're...
Don't panic.
If you look at it, there really is a bias against speaking in real terms about what the pandemic is. Do you know what I mean? They don't talk about it in real terms. I mean, like we're in a state of emergency right now. Because hospitalizations are up there. I mean, but you wouldn't know it.
Shit's bad.
You wouldn't know it from our media. You wouldn't know it from WEAR. You wouldn't know it from the paper.
That's a local. WEAR is a local Sinclair station.
And I bet that's true for a lot of small places.
Right. Where's the sane liberal news? Or not even liberal. Where's the sane news here in the panhandle if you want local?
Like in South Dakota. How's their shit get covered in the middle of fucking nowhere?
And that's why we have all these Trump voters in many areas. Yeah. Many, many areas.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Good job. Way to fuck it up.
And then it's going to be shit, too, because we didn't get a lot of the legislatures that we would have liked to. And they're just going to go and gerrymander the fuck out of their states again.
That's true.
And misrepresent the representatives in the House of Representatives, our Congress, our national Congress.
The Democrats are going to get the Senate. And they're going to have the House, and they're going to have Biden, and the pandemic's going to get worse, and people are going to be like, holy
fuck. People are going to be dumb.
Fuck. No, people are going to be like, holy fuck, we need to fix it. And then maybe things will get better.
Or people are going to be dumb. They're going to blame it on Biden and listen to their stupid right-wing politicians. Trump's going to be on Trump TV squealing while he's appealing his 18th indictment.
You know what? I want to argue with you, but people will be dumb.
Sure.
You're right. People are going to be fucking dumb. But maybe you won't be dumb, people. Hey, people. You don't have to be dumb, right? They don't have to be dumb.
Correct. Excuse me. Correct.
They could be smart, couldn't they?
Well, they could be better informed.
Yeah. Listen to our show every fucking day. That's how you get informed. Listen to this show. Turn all the other fucking noise off.
So what I was talking about before, Mnuchin, Steve Mnuchin.
Mnuchin.
Is under fire for attempting to undermine the incoming Biden administration's response to the COVID pandemic.
Oh, shit.
On his way out the door after his department confirmed Tuesday that it intends to place $455 billion in unspent COVID relief funds into an account that requires congressional authorization to access. In other words, he's given the keys to Mitch.
Oh, my God. Hey, Steve.
Unless we get those two seats
damn
in the Senate.
Mnuchin, you'll be gone soon. And I read about your replacement. She's a lot better than you. You're garbage.
Janet Yellen, yeah.
Yeah. No one will miss you. Will anyone miss Steve
no.
Mnuchin?
Dear oh, he'll be okay with his couple hundred million.
Yeah, hey, and Dancing with the Stars, if you have this motherfucker on your program, I will not watch ever again. I will boycott.
So the funds, which were allocated by the Federal Reserve for emergency lending programs to assist local governments and struggling businesses, will now be put in the Treasury Department's general fund after Mnuchin's widely condemned decision last week to cut off the relief programs at the end of the year.
Yeah, right.
Senator Ron Wyden said, as the economy backslides amid skyrocketing COVID-19 cases, Secretary Mnuchin is engaged in economic sabotage and trying to tie the Biden administration's hands. He's hiding the money and giving Mitch the key to the purse.
But the money is for the people who need it, right?
But he just scurried it over to the general fund, thereby putting it under the Senate and the House's purview.
If
we don't win that Senate, that's going to be Mitch McConnell.
But that's our fucking money. That's our money.
Those are our representatives doing what we the people want, right?
That's not Mitch McConnell is not my representative.
Correct.
My representative,
but
Rick
the people
Scott.
Of Kentucky voted him back.
Who do we have? Rick Scott and who else?
And Marco.
How does government work? Rick, if you're listening, go beat up Mitch McConnell and go get that money for us.
Who?
Does it work like that?
By the way, did you see what Marco?
What's up with that fuckhead?
Marco said?
Damn, Florida, can you not vote better, man? Can we not vote better? Why the fuck do we have... We have the weirdest senators. No one likes these people. I don't know one person that likes Marco Rubio or Rick fucking Scott.
Oh, he tweeted.
Who likes those people, though?
On COVID, media emphasized bad news even when we had positive developments and did more Trump hydrochloroquine stories than all vaccine stories combined. Part of a broader pattern of characterizing everything as bad news Republicans are about to be blamed for. Oh,
what,
they're
Marco?
Terrified. They're terrified.
Yes. Or what?
They're terrified that people are going to realize that all these deaths that are going to happen are because of the Republicans.
Yeah, I realize that. Don't Marco, relax. Don't be terrified or. Well, so, I realize that.
So he's saying even the coverage of the vaccine wasn't covered as much as the Trump hydroxychloroquine stories. That's because the president of the United States was telling people to take hydroxychloroquine when there was no evidence, and in fact, evidence that it may not, that the side effects of it may be worse than any possible benefit,
you know,
and then there was found to be no benefit.
It's very disgusting because, you know, what the G20 did, the good countries made a promise to get everybody on the planet vaccinated. And I thought that was kind of an amazing thing. And we were golfing.
Trump was golfing, yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. And it,
busy.
There's one thing to rise to the occasion, and there's one thing to not rise to the occasion. And there's one thing to not rise to the occasion, but just all the grifting. But it's all the grifting as well.
Yeah, wait till we find out what we don't know.
Oh, about what? What went on with COVID?
Everything.
I mean, because, like...
Look at this Purdue shit. More is coming out about Purdue and his shifty trades.
You know, there's a scene... You know the movie Fargo starring the weird-looking guy, Steve Buscemi, and...
yeah.
And... fuck, she won an Oscar too for this. She was great. Who the fuck is? What's that actor's name?
I can't see her. I can't think of it.
Shame on us that we can't remember who that is because she was so good. And you know, she has a scene at the end where she's talking to that dude. Oh, the guy who was in The Big Lebowski. The guy that the big scary looking dude, the Russian guy.
Yes.
Who was Steve Buscemi's buddy?
Yes.
Okay. So she's got Steve Buscemi's buddy arrested. She's taking him back after they found out, you know, they killed all these fucking people. And she says, you did all that over a little money. A little money. This guy's shoving somebody in a wood chipper for a little money. And that's what all these gross fucking Trumpers are doing to us. Putting everybody in a wood chipper so they can fucking grift.
Oh, yeah.
These fucking bastards.
We do have Francis McDormand is who you were talking
about. God damn it, Francis. I'm sorry. I'm a shithead. You got a fucking Oscar for that.
Macy was great, too, in that.
Yeah, he's terrifying in that.
According to Bloomberg, Mnuchin's clawback would make it impossible for Janet Yellen, incoming Treasury Department head, to utilize the funds without having to go beg Congress.
Why would you do that?
Like, they have been. And remember, they squealed bloody murder when Congress said, we want to know who this goes to. They didn't even want to do that. Now, they've decided before they leave, well, we're going to make it so that Congress has to approve it.
Oh, my God.
And they're hoping and banking on keeping the Senate. And then it'll never happen.
Here's what I don't understand. To me... it's a race. How are we going to get aid out there? The faster you get the aid out there, the less people will suffer for this. You know, if you're able to get people aid and they're able to stay home and maybe they don't have to go work their job or, you know, people, it's not, you know, you don't have to have as many people on the front line. If we get, it's a dumb thing I'm saying. If we get more aid, it will help people. Aid helps people.
And Mnuchin said, he's insisting that he's attempting to ensure the funds are put to better use.
Oh, fuck you. We see you, fascist. We know what you want. That's not what he's doing.
Chris Hayes tweeted out, this is flat out sabotage.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Chris. It is.
Senator Wyden, Ron Wyden of Oregon said, as the economy backslides amid the skyrocketing. Oh, I said that. He's trying to sabotage it.
Yeah,
he needs to stop sabotaging the Biden administration from cleaning up his mess and helping states, cities, and small businesses.
Right. And the way I understand it, aren't states running out of money too?
Yeah. Everybody would like, and they're having trouble funding.
And
when Trump says, "Oh, you know, we don't need to get money to the states. The states are going to handle the distribution. We're already on top of that."
Hey. It's the United States.
Well, and the states are like, hey, we need some dough.
Did he not declare this a national emergency?
Yes.
Then you own it, bitch. Then this is yours. This is your emergency.
But it was China. It was China.
But if the federal government.
China virus.
It says something is a national emergency. You know what I mean? I'm regurgitating Rachel Maddow's point about this. Then the federal government has to do something about it if they're going to say it's a national emergency, right? That's the logic.
Unless you're, hey, it's a national emergency. You states got to get in line and be able to get your shit together.
Why don't they say that?
Well,
because they don't even know how to tell people to get in line.
Kind of, yeah.
What would you say? I'd say wear a mask.
Well, yeah. We need to tell people to wear a fucking mask.
If anybody's listening and you're the CEO of the Dollar General, nobody that goes to your store gives a fuck about wearing a mask. You need to step it up and protect the people that work there. The workers wear masks, but not these fuckheads.
New York Times, earlier this year, Senator David Perdue.
Oh, yes. Now, he's a shithead, right?
You might have heard of him.
Yes.
Wait a second. Let me...
David Perdue. He's particularly shitty. He's particularly shitty, isn't he?
Way shitty.
Oh, yes. Gosh, it's like an easy choice, isn't it? Like, who would you vote for? Ossoff or Perdue?
Ossoff.
Oh, okay. Good job. Shit, man.
Republican Senator David Perdue's stock trades in financial firm Cardlytics, Inc. earlier in 2020 prompted a Justice Department inquiry.
Oh.
That was since shut without charges.
Oh, how did that happen? How did that fucking happen?
The investigators were undertaking a broad review of the senator's trading around the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic for possible evidence of insider trading.
You know, Obama laid this out so easily. These two people are insider traders that are making money off people fucking dying from COVID.
Yes.
Do not vote for them.
Perdue, seeking re-election as one of the two U.S. Senate senators in Georgia, sold more than $1 million worth of stock in Cardlytics earlier this year, where he once served on the board.
Oh.
6 weeks later... Just a coincidence, Ryan. The share price tumbled when the company's founder announced he would be stepping down as CEO and that the firm's future sales would be worse than expected.
Okay, so is it insider trading?
This is even before COVID.
So he knew this guy was going to step down, so he sold the stocks.
Yes.
Do you think the guy told him?
Of course.
Do you think the guy said something like, was he like, hey, listen, I'm going to step down. You might want to sell that shit. Or was he just like, hey.
Then Perdue bought back a substantial portion of the shares that he sold after the stock bottomed out in March.
So he made.
So he coincidentally sold $1 million of the stock that he was on the board of this company. Right before the share price tumbled when the CEO said, oh, our sales are shit, and I'm quitting. And after the shares tumbled, Perdue gobbled up all the shares that he had bought before.
Wow. That's a great way to make money.
Well, yeah.
I want to do that. How do I do that? If I was going to do that, I'm an American just like Perdue is. I have the same rights he does.
You can. Go ahead.
How do I do that?
Yeah, well,
I got to know
somebody. Download Robinhood. You can trade stocks.
Yeah, but I don't know. How do I become friends with some shitbag?
Oh, well, you're on your own. I don't know what to tell you there. Run for Senate.
I just don't. Yeah, this seems like it would be tough to run for office if you were dealing with this, because it would be right? Normal people would see this as very negative.
And that's why Ossoff called him a crook to his face in that.
Because he is.
In that debate.
Hey, Ossoff can say whatever he wants to this guy, because this fuckface put out pictures of Ossoff with a larger nose to imply that, to remind everybody that he's Jewish or something, right? Something like that.
I don't know what you're implying, Ryan.
Oh, my God.
We had nothing to do with that. We had nothing to say about that.
I mean, you listen to Ossoff and Warnock.
Well, perhaps Senator Perdue would have been able to respond properly to the COVID-19 pandemic if you hadn't been fending off multiple federal investigations for insider trading. It's not just that you're a crook, Senator. It's that you're attacking the health of the people that you represent. You did say COVID-19 was no deadlier than the flu. You did say there would be no significant uptick in cases. All the while, you were looking after your own assets and your own portfolio, and you did vote 4 times to end protections for pre-existing conditions.
Damn. Hey, also, if I lived in Georgia, I'd be voting for you. I'm not voting for that other guy.
You're not just a crook.
And he does, in plain terms, Ossoff addresses the nose thing. I remember, like, at a rally. He's like,
yeah, the guy made my nose bigger in an ad.
We can't, like, the thing is, when we have choices in our government between people like Ossoff and Perdue, you can have your issues with Ossoff. I don't know all his politics. I'm sure there are things that maybe, I don't know, I'm right. not down for. But, like, you have to understand Perdue is a fucking monster from Mordor. He is a Sith Lord motherfucker. And not only does he have nothing to offer you, like Ossoff said, he's attacking your health.
Yeah.
These Republicans want you to fucking die. Maybe you don't like, I don't know. Liberals have to understand how to vote against monsters, even if they're not totally fucking in love with, you know. Not supposed to squirt every time you get out of the voting booth.
And I'm in the Oval Office right now, and it's very interesting to see what's going on. And this was an election that we won easily. We won it by a lot. A big energy official was on this morning on a important show and said there's no way Trump didn't win Pennsylvania because the end
is on the way. You know, it was OAN or Newsmax. It was an important show.
Was it Oprah?
Show and said there's no way Trump didn't win Pennsylvania because the energy industry was all for him. I saw, you know, with my eyes what happened.
I can't. This is that hearing, that ridiculous hearing that Giuliani is having.
What is this?
In Gettysburg. And Trump was going to go.
Is it a rally?
This is Giuliani presenting supposedly dozens of people who signed some of these affidavits that they saw voter fraud.
But
it's all bullshit.
What does Giuliani have to do to get fired? They gave him he's doing something else. He's out there again. Really?
And the Democrats had no problem, but they were rough. They were literally pushed out. And it was rough tactics. This is what.
This is a lie. These are anecdotal stories of these Trumpist morons. Some of them were pushed out. You know why they were pushed out?
Why?
Because they weren't election officials.
Yeah, they were thugs.
They were assholes off the street.
They were intimidating people.
Who said, Trump tweeted to me that I should go watch the election. I demand to stand right over your shoulder and look at every single ballot.
We all know who these people are. We've seen them at their rallies. They're the people.
Some of those people were shown the door.
Do you remember the people at the rallies where they had the press and the people would stand at the where the press were cordoned off?
Yeah, yeah.
And some of the Trumpalos would spit on them.
Spit and give them the finger and yell, "You're fake news." And,
yeah, these are the people he's talking about.
The things that I'm listening to right now, and you're just covering a few of them. We have. Hundreds and hundreds of affidavits of stories that are even worse than the stories I'm hearing.
And you lost by thousands and thousands and thousands of votes everywhere, even if you add all of your idiots together, that all your liars, you're not going to win. This is bullshit.
When he says he has hundreds and hundreds of affidavits,
these are the people. Well, one of them, Ryan, was from a woman who was very upset in Michigan. She was a poll watcher.
Ooh, oh yeah,
and she said that the people counting the votes were rude to her. And then the story came out that she was a fucking asshole. That she was like trying to get too close, and
she was
trying to challenge every vote from 6 feet away. What about that one? I challenge that.
Listen, lunatic Trumpalos, you guys have the corner on the assholery.
Right.
That's your thing.
She wanted a whole table full of ballots discarded because the person that was standing there watching the ballots didn't have their name tag on properly.
Who do these people think they are?
But this is the quality of these affidavits. If you read some of them, they're amazing. This is what they're talking about. I saw a man, like that guy.
Like the guy.
The guy who swore, I saw a man loading a truck with boxes on it. And they were ballots in them. Did you see the ballots?
No, they were in the box, but I know they were in there. What else would they be loading in with boxes to a place where they're counting ballots?
What kind of legal thing is that? What kind of affidavit is that?
And then the photographer's like, well, that was my box, and it's my tripod and all of my camera equipment. And
but that kind of account has no place in Legalville, USA. It has no business in a fucking courtroom. I saw.
That's why affidavits are the lowest evidentiary list. Get these bitches in to testify under oath and get cross-examined. And let's see what they're talking about. I'm sorry, but the person that you irritated that was counting that might have said, "Could you please get the fuck away from me?"
Yeah,
for 5 fucking minutes. May have been incited to do so. And by the way, that doesn't mean we should overturn Michigan's election because one person was rude to you. You idiot.
It's insane.
And that's the level of all this bullshit.
Yeah. It's insane. People need to calm down.
They got caught. Just like they got caught spying on my campaign.
Oh boy.
They got caught.
Oh my God.
Exactly. They got caught doing this. So I really appreciate it, and the country appreciates it, and we have to turn the election over because there's no doubt. We have all the evidence. We have all the affidavits. We have everything. All we need is to have some judge listen to it properly.
No, he's saying all we got to do is get it to one of my judges. We got to get it to one of my judges, one of these assholes I put in.
But even the part he said out loud sounds very thuggish. We just got to find some judge that will cooperate.
Exactly. We got
some judge.
Right.
Some judge. We're going. Let me understand something, Trump. You want to disenfranchise fuck tons of voters by getting some judge to do something. That's your plan. Some judge is going to disenfranchise my vote. Suck my dick, motherfucker. Some judge.
It is the typical shit show.
Some judge.
That they're putting out. That's him on a, like, she's holding her iPhone up to the microphone there at this. And Rudy's got a mask on, actually.
You know, we're not, you know, all this is going on. Meanwhile, these Tegus are all over the fucking place.
The big giant lizards from yesterday's show. Yeah.
No, I mean, they're just, we did the show on yesterday. No, we did the show the story yesterday.
Right, about giant lizards that escaped from people's pets and now have been fucking out in the wild.
Where do you find them in the wild? Like what kind of areas do they like to be around? Like the water or
I forgot what they said.
Where do they hide out at?
Where they like to hang?
Like under houses? Are they?
I don't know. I don't think so. Trees, they drop down on
you. Do they really?
No.
That's what happens with the iguanas when they freeze to death. Did you see that in Tampa? No, Miami.
Oh, well, yeah, they fall out of the trees because they're, you know. Yeah, you got to watch out for iguana sickles.
Shit, man.
And they're not dead.
Can we eat those tegus? Can we eat a tegu? A tegu? Protein, right?
I wouldn't see why not. Yeah, they're not venomous.
This tegu is like, I'll show you
why not. They'll just fuck you up with their.
They're not venomous.
No,
well, but, shark
but they'll
and
fuck
venomous.
You up with their yeah. right. They can fuck you up with their teeth.
Yeah.
So there you go, Giuliani.
Yeah,
Giuliani heaven.
They gave him what I got.
Another conference.
Keep trotting that motherfucker out. You know what? It's like watching the Cubs in the '90s, and you're like, who's that guy who is for years get the guy Gary Gaetti, just always trotting out that Gary fucking Gaetti.
Giuliani rails against sham election in Pennsylvania hearing.
Jesus.
Trump canceled due to COVID concerns.
What?
Well, one of the concerns is Giuliani again, because he was around somebody, even though he had it, he was around somebody recently who had it. So he might be a carrier again.
Wait.
So Trump's like, I'm not going.
I'm sorry. I missed it. Giuliani did have COVID. Or he
yeah,
did.
Yeah.
That's how, see, okay. Giuliani had COVID.
I think so, yeah.
No Jared?
Not yet.
No, not yet. No Vacker?
Not yet.
Don Jr.?
Yes.
Not Eric?
Guilfoyle, yes.
Guilfoyle.
Not Eric.
Guilfoyle and Don Jr. both have COVID. They're like, and the nurses are taking care of them. They're like,
how do my tits look?
You want to play with my nipples? Why don't you tweak my nipples?
Want to see a picture of Gavin Newsom's dick?
My thighs are sore. Rub my thighs. Look at Gavin Newsom's mushroom.
Trump scrapped plans to attend a dubious Wednesday hearing. This is in quotes.
Yeah. Thank you for not going, though, right?
On voter fraud in Pennsylvania after one of his lawyers tested positive for COVID-19. But a maskless Rudy Giuliani showed up, even though he had good reason to stay away. The ex-New York mayor, spearheading the president's futile bid to subvert the election, interacted with the coronavirus-positive lawyer Boris Epstein at a press conference in Washington last week. At the same press conference was Andrew Giuliani, who has since tested positive for the virus.
Spearheading a dubious effort to blah, 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 meaning you're risking the virus, you're risking other people for dubious reasons, for nothing. For nothing. These people are spreading coronavirus for nothing.
Judges across the country have dismissed a flurry of evidence-free Trump campaign lawsuits challenging Biden's win. But Giuliani said, told an audience of Republicans at the Gettysburg Hotel that they should trust his gut feeling that 682,770 mail-in ballots cast in the Democrat-heavy Philadelphia and Allegheny counties are fraudulent. They're fraudulent.
Your Honor, Honorable Giuliani, is he a lawyer? What is he?
He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer. Would you call him the Honorable Rudy Giuliani? Or
not anymore.
Not anymore.
Okay. No, yeah.
Hey, Rudy, hey, fuckhead.
He was mayor.
Please stop. Please stop. Do you think he would ever consider just stopping all of this shit? Going off somewhere?
Trump called in. That's what this deal was. He was supposed to be there.
Why not? Fuck it.
But he bailed.
How are we? We can't get past this coronavirus until he's gone.
Right. Yeah. I don't see any other.
Just like he's pro coronavirus.
Kind of. Yeah.
He's pro virus. Yeah. He's having events. He's saying lies about science.
The Daily Beast says, Trump calls into Rudy Giuliani's latest election fraud pantomime.
It really is. I don't even understand the event that we were covering. What was it? A playlist?
It's some kind of a press conference.
An operetta. It's just like a announcing that Trump won or something.
Well, he allegedly he rolled out witnesses, including a lawyer not licensed in Pennsylvania, a statistician who said he's not good at math, and other first-time polling place volunteers, local bureaucrats, and voters who complained about what appeared to be legal procedures or one-off incidents presented without any corroborating evidence.
Was he holding this press conference in front of an exterminator's office or anything like that? Lawn care place.
One woman who said she was a Democrat and volunteered as a minority observer complained about an argument that broke out over how to submit one woman's mail-in ballot. She said someone threatened to slap her.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so let's overturn the election.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
An elderly woman complained that she voted for Trump, but when she printed off her vote, she couldn't see his name.
Okay, let's overturn the election. And you don't believe that one. You think that's dubious.
Asked by the state lawmakers, some of these Pennsylvania Republican state lawmakers having this sham hearing.
God.
This is the big hearing they wanted to have. We're going to have a hearing in the House about it.
You know, and everybody's screaming about how there's so few Republicans have come forward and said, yes, Joe Biden won the election, right?
Right.
Now we're talking about Republicans participating in a sham play, pretending Trump won?
One of the legislatures asked if any whistleblowers were part of the fraud, like anybody involved in it blew the whistle.
And yeah. I believe we have. I have to check on this, but I believe sometimes I get the states a little confused. But I believe there are three that would need a subpoena to protect themselves in order to testify.
Wouldn't you know that information? I mean, if you're in the case right. and you're working it, that's a thing. That's a bullet point on the whiteboard or something.
This was at a hotel, by the way.
Oh, it's not at a...
It wasn't even in... Yeah.
Was it not at a Home Depot or a lawn care?
The
hotel.
The hearing won't change the election outcome that Joe Biden won by over 80,000 votes. In his rambling phone call from the Oval Office, Trump repeated vague claims about the entire election being rigged.
Yay.
He says he won every swing state.
Hell yeah.
He said the Republican poll watchers in Pennsylvania were treated like dogs.
like lizard dogs, like tigers.
By the way, in fact, COVID-19 restrictions meant all observers couldn't be nearer than 25 feet to the counters, a decision the Pennsylvania Supreme Court upheld.
Okay. Okay, it sounds like this. Everything went okay, and Joe Biden's a president, right?
Giuliani is demanding a special prosecutor.
You need a special like intervention.
I think you have more than enough to say that this election, the numbers don't add up. It's easy to figure out what the right numbers are by excluding the illegal votes. Out of the honest votes, the winner of this election changes.
What's his hair doing?
Looks pretty dark, but he may have. Okay. Yeah, he may have sprayed some shellac on there to hold it up.
It's, the problem is, it's not that he's got to even it out. He didn't even it out last time, and it was globby, and it takes longer for those globs to dry.
Representative Mike Jones ran through some election results he thought seemed suspicious, like Trump overperforming against some down ballot local Republicans. In-person voting, but getting beaten against the same candidates in mail-in votes, sometimes by the tens of thousands. Okay. It doesn't prove anything, he said, but the results are head-scratchers. This is, of course, it doesn't prove anything. It means that the people who mailed in ballots hate Trump.
Yeah.
And didn't listen to him.
But, right. But you told people to not vote for Trump through the mail, though.
Well,
there should be less people voting for Trump through the mail, because that was your thing. Their thing. They said, mail-in voting was bullshit. And they're like, if you could...
I don't know what to say.
What do they want?
Yeah.
You told people to do something.
It's fucking insane.
A call to action. Don't do this.
We have to ignore them. Remember, this is great theater, everyone. And that's exactly what it is. We just don't fret. Don't think all of a sudden that Joe Biden is not going to be president on January 20th at noon.
But
he will be, and now there's a lot of shit this guy can cause on the way out, but he's not going to overturn the election.
Ignore them, but do not soften, and do not forget for one second, for one nanosecond, that these people are monsters. They are the Kraken.
Right.
They are the Kraken.
Oh, isn't she supposed to be releasing her Kraken today?
Yeah.
I thought she said.
Are you going to release your Kraken?
Yesterday she said she was going to file the biblical lawsuit in in Georgia that was going to bring down the election.
You know, it's funny to me because, damn, I love the shit out of that movie Clash of the Titans when it came out in the 80s. I saw the remake and I even got the 3D glasses. Not great.
Oh, yeah.
Not great. But I remember as a kid really enjoying it. I mean, I was a kid, but it was great. I'm just saying. And the Kraken was terrifying. It is terrifying. So what's she releasing? Where's the Kraken?
Well, we're still waiting. I haven't
Where's
heard.
Where's the Kraken, motherfucker?
Fox News has settled a lawsuit filed by the family of Seth Rich.
God.
The slain Democratic National Committee staffer who became the senator of right-wing conspiracies about hacked emails.
That poor fucking family, man.
The parents filed suit over a May 2017 story by Fox claiming their son had leaked thousands of DNC emails to WikiLeaks before his death.
Where's the evidence for this?
Well, because we said so.
Oh. Okay, I understand
that
evidence.
Fox News later retracted the story.
Yes.
Saying it was, quote, not initially subjected to a high degree of editorial scrutiny. Remember, fucking Hannity had to be talked down, who was spinning it every night.
Not initially.
That Hillary herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snuck out in the park in the middle of the night and shot Seth Rich.
I mean, it really is shameful. Did they not? Did
So they've settled. They sued the network for infliction of emotional distress.
They're not saying how much.
It was dismissed by a district judge, but later revived in appeals. And now they have settled. Parents say they're pleased by the settlement.
Good.
And they hope the media exercises greater caution in the future.
And Hannity should be made to apologize and to tell his lunatics once and for all, this is done. This is done. Leave it alone, right? Or now we're done with this, right?
These poor people
can be left alone.
The retraction was believed to be one of the first made of a Fox News story.
Oh, shit.
And yeah, the execs had to talk Hannity down on that one.
And man, you had to talk a guy down from terrorizing the family of... They lost someone. Their son was murdered.
And the guy that was the big expert that he kept having on is the idiot that does the press conferences with Jacob Wall.
Oh, that guy. Oh, that's nice. A famed idiot. A famed lunatic.
He's the guy that was asked that one time.
A wanker.
He's the one who said, well, you know, there's a laptop. Seth Rich's laptop that proves that he emailed the WikiLeaks, just disappeared. It's actually sitting in a police evidence lockup.
Is it in that?
And they're like, oh, have you seen it? And he's like, no, but I know somebody who knows somebody who thinks it was, that's his evidence. Who thinks a laptop was logged into evidence and, you know, where'd it go?
Is it at that electronics repair shop that was that hard drive?
Right.
Hunter Biden stuff?
Yeah. Why would Hunter Biden? But anyway.
Yeah,
why is Hunter Biden leaving laptops all over the place?
Why did you end up having that news conference at the lawn care? But why? That not answered. Still a mystery.
Yeah, that's going to be a long time.
Is it because I
fear
they fucked up and this is the only place with the name Four Seasons that would have them?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Why?
I mentioned George Clooney earlier, and there is a story about George Clooney.
Former Batman. He was Batman.
Not one of the worst.
He was nominated for an Academy or not that year?
Not for that. Well, George Clooney is currently having a fight with Hungary, the country.
Okay. Oh, Viktor Orban's country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's a dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
Not George Clooney.
Hungary on their the foreign minister Peter Szijjártó on his Facebook page said, "We like George Clooney as an actor, but his knowledge of history and politics seems to be somewhat limited."
Now, fuck you, man. Fuck you.
A government spokesperson. Well, earlier, officials accused Clooney of being a puppet of U.S. billionaire George Soros.
Ding, ding, ding. Drink, drink, drink.
Who wrote this? A bête noire.
A bête noire.
Of Orban's due to the financier's alleged pro-immigration lobbying. So, in his home country of Hungary, George Soros has donated to groups that support more immigration, not build the wall like Orban wants to do in Hungary.
He's using his money to support a progressive cause in the country from which he came.
So
that's okay.
Viktor Orban thinks Soros is, you know, Satan incarnate. What a name. Ors Farkas.
Or
a government spokesperson said Soros uses every opportunity to attack the Hungarian government. It is rather frustrating that there are actors, even non-political actors, who carry out such political intent for Soros.
What is a Hungarian accent like? Like, what is that?
It's like Eastern European.
were you just
taken over by the spirit, or was that
I'm trying to do a Hungarian. You know.
Several pro-Orban media outlets showed a photo of George Clooney standing next to Soros' son, Alexander. Oh, my God.
God damn, motherfucker.
So they're pissed at Clooney because he gave an interview to GQ.
Yes.
and he talked about his newest film, Midnight Sky.
Okay.
And he cited Orban and Hungary. He said, we weren't in the middle of a pandemic when we were shooting.
Yes.
But there were still all these other elements, these elements of how much hate and anger all of us are experiencing at the moment of history all over the world. Go to Bolsonaro in Brazil or Orban in Hungary. Look around. Lots of anger and hate. So
yeah, he called out Orban.
Orban heard that and got pissed.
He got mad. Did these strong guys, strong men, authoritarian types, are they star fuckers?
They're fragile. And they yes, star yes. And
they
fragile
want to be
little
with
piss
famous
babies.
People. They,
100%.
Orban wants to be friends with Will Smith.
Right.
And that fucking guy, what's his dick in Turkey? What's his name? Erdogan. Erdogan wants to be friends with Betty White.
Oh,
all this
yeah,
other
yeah
shit.
Yeah. Scott Baio's going to be looking for friends.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody wants to be Scott Baio's friend.
And Clooney said, by the way, regarding that picture, I met Soros' son Alex at an event once in Davos.
Well, okay.
And I've only met George once at a UN meeting on the refugee conference, which was also attended by the president of the United States.
And you know why Clooney's there and Soros' son is there? They're there because they have a lot of money and they're into giving money to this.
They have influence, right.
They're philanthropists.
And they
shit
use their soapbox that they've been given
yeah
for good instead of for bad.
And I made a joke. I know that Betty White is not friends with Erdogan. And she wouldn't be. Betty White
she'd be horrified
has nothing to do with this Erdogan. I bet Scott Baio would hang out with Bolsonaro, though.
Oh, absolutely. In a second.
They probably fucked.
They're going to revive Chachi down there.
Yeah. God, aren't they having riots because someone got a security person murdered someone?
Okay. Maybe I didn't see that, but sounds, you know,
there was a video of a security personnel putting their knee on somebody's neck, killing them, just like the George
just
Floyd
like here,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Daily Beast.
Yes.
Has a story.
You talking about the dog?
McConnell's newest judge is seriously not qualified and dangerous.
Of course.
This is the one who's 8 years out of law school.
Yeah.
Who has now been approved for a lifetime appointment by this asshole Senate.
They should not be appointing people. He's a lame duck. Shouldn't that stop?
Catherine Kimball Mizell just got herself a lifetime seat on the federal court at age 33.
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
33? One of five judicial nominees waved through by the lame duck Senate in a final vote before leaving town for Thanksgiving.
Damn!
Her confirmation is the most galling. The brazenness and of prioritizing yet more judges while ignoring the desperately needed COVID-19 economic relief. We need to tell everybody door to door, not door to door, stand outside with a bullhorn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go and tell the people.
Right.
About what these in Georgia, about yes, what yes these Republicans are fucking doing. They are postponing doing anything about having any kind of aid, financial aid. Because they're trying to ram through grossly unqualified partisan activist judges.
And they're also sabotaging the country, so it'll be harder for Biden,
exactly,
right? Exactly. And you shouldn't be able to do this. Trump is done. Why is he appointing people?
So, she is the 10th nominee rated not qualified by the American Bar Association.
Why do we allow this? Shouldn't there be a law that says if you're appointing a judge, they should be, not only should they be qualified to be a judge, they should be really good at it.
She has had four distinguished clerkships.
Oh, that's nice.
Including one for Justice Clarence Thomas.
Yay!
But her only trial experience is as an intern before she graduated from law school. She will take her seat on the 11th Circuit for the Middle District of Florida.
God!
Having never tried a case, civil or criminal, as a lead attorney or a co-counsel.
Okay, question. Then what has she been doing? She's 33. She got out of law school.
Well, she's been working at a, maybe at a firm or whatever.
But doing what, though? If she's never tried a fucking case.
Well, half the people at the Evil Empire, what where we were working when we met, was
they were lawyers.
Were lawyers?
And yeah. They didn't try.
They
cases.
Never went to court. Yeah.
Well, I mean, would you nominate them for any kind of lifetime federal appointments?
No, probably not.
Why is this happening? This makes no sense.
She's a well-connected Washington lawyer with conservative cred.
Yay.
Who traveled in the right circles at Jones Day, Trump's favorite law firm, where she was an associate since last year. Her profile page highlighted her successful representation of the Chamber of Commerce in fending off a demand from the AFL-CIO for greater worker protections during COVID.
Damn!
She helped the Chamber of Commerce fight off workers wanting better protection.
What is her name?
Catherine Kimball Mizell.
Jesus Christ. Nice work, everybody. Nice voting, everyone.
Her husband, Chad Mizell, is a friend and ally of Stephen Miller.
Oh, he has those?
Who smoothed the way for him to become acting general counsel at the Department of Homeland Security.
Okay.
Leading DHS's legal office of 2,500 attorneys. Just 6 years after graduating high school or law school himself.
I'm not trying to be ageist here. I am really not. But this person just got a lifetime appointment.
33 lifetime appointment.
God, she looks young. I mean, really, she's got a job for life.
Yeah.
Listen, and I don't even know how to say this. I'll sound like an asshole, and I swear to God, I'm not trying to be sexist. But do you think the fact that, you know, she's kind of attractive had something to do with Trump's appointing her? I mean, I'm sorry, but that's who this guy is, right? He's
And since 1896, only one judicial nominee was ever advanced during a lame duck session of a defeated president.
Since when?
1896.
18. I thought you said 1996.
In 1980, a lame duck Senate confirmed Stephen Breyer to the Court of Appeals, nominated by President Jimmy Carter, who had just lost re-election. Democrat Ted Kennedy and Republican Strom Thurmond saw Breyer's confirmation as a fitting reward he had done as chief counsel of the Judiciary Committee, which they had led. So that was a bipartisan. So they're like, you can go ahead.
This is crazy. This is they haven't done this since 1896, but now we're doing it. We don't give a shit.
Don't care.
Now we're doing it. It's just fucking
lifetime
fun.
Appointment.
This person, it's very strange. This is very strange.
Well, yeah.
You're too young. That 33 years old, you're going to be alive. That's the best person. She's never tried a case.
Yeah.
This is the best person.
They're very busy. Let's see. We've got time for this quick one.
Damn.
Kenneth Copeland, not only help send the Lord to you. Apparently, he performs other services.
Labadeep-dop. Like what?
Go on and do it. Grab any stick. Put your hand on your head like that. Bald spots, I call you gone. Hair! Grow! Hair! Grow! Go on and do it.
Kenneth Copeland.
Is he saying hair grow?
Hair grow, yeah. He's got a lot of time to fill at these things.
Hair grow! Is he trying to get apparently. Hair on bald people's head?
Apparently, all the bald people.
Hey, Kenneth, is there nothing else to pray about? Can I put my hands on my dick? My dick hard! Man, you're crazy as fuck. That guy is nuts.
That's Kenneth Copeland.
You know, when I'm in front of people doing stand-up or something, I feel compelled to say something that might make them laugh, but I don't know what that is. But people love it. People love that.
You saw that crowd?
Hey, grab!
All putting their fucking hands on their heads?
What is that Monty Python thing when the guy's hitting his head?
Oh,
like...
That's the French taunting.
Oh, yeah. smell the elderberries.
We've only got a few minutes left here on the big old show. I've got a story.
He's got a private fucking jet. He's got two. Right?
Yes, and estimated $700 million.
Stop sending him money.
Estimated.
Oh, estimated. Okay, so it's around there.
Yeah, we don't know if it's the actual amount. I do have another little bit. This is Trump, you know, trying to burn shit on his way out.
Oh, absolutely, Pat. Shit, yes.
So there is some bipartisan legislation out there to fund the military. You know, they're trying to avoid a shutdown and all this shit still again.
Is it? Yeah.
Part of it also is legislation to keep the military funded.
Okay.
But now Trump is telling people that he is going to veto it if they leave in the part renaming the bases from Confederate generals.
Pegler! God. I mean, it's not even...
And that would, if they do, it would kick the bill out of Congress and then force the next Congress to start a new one from scratch. Start the whole process over again.
People of color are in our military. And people of color are going to die, have died, defending our country. You would think the least we could do as a country is to not name our military bases after people that used to own people.
People that were fighting
for the right to own
to keep their ancestors enslaved.
Why would we name, and let's think about it even a little differently. Why would you name a military base in a country after someone who seceded from the country and then attacked the country? That's an
great,
enemy.
They were great leaders. They were great patriots of their cause.
They were traitors. Right?
I don't understand that at all, but
it's
yeah.
It's insane.
Since the November 3rd election, Trump has privately told Republican lawmakers he will not back down from his position during the campaign, and he will veto the annual National Defense Authorization Act if it includes an amendment renaming the bases.
God, you are a fucking asshole.
A senior administration official confirmed the conversations with Republicans and his veto threat. Yeah, he said that, the official said.
Yeah, yeah.
So now that puts doubt, in doubt, legislation that had been agreed to by Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate.
Oh my God. They got the Senate to do something.
Yes.
And now Trump doesn't want to just because they're renaming shit.
Yes.
That's dumb. That's so stupid. That's so stupid.
Democrats are refusing to budge, but now some of the scumbag Republicans are starting to slither away.
Yes.
And saying, okay, we should take that out.
What? No. No. No.
Democrats aren't moving.
Fund the fucking military. Make them change the name. It's like, is it not the bare minimum to not have army bases named after people that fought to destroy the country?
You're trying to erase our history.
No! No! I'm trying to put it in the proper context, you wacko.
The pressure from Trump has increased as members of the House and Senate Armed Services Committees have begun formal negotiations to work out the differences in their bills. Both chambers overwhelmingly passed the provision that would change the names of Confederate named bases. Both chambers overwhelmingly passed.
There
so
you go.
You can lose some Trumpian scumbags, and it's probably still going to happen.
Why doesn't Trump take this as a W and vote and say, yes, look, I'm doing something. I'm signing a bill.
Right.
Why did he do that, though?
But Inhofe said only the president can say whether or not there's any room for negotiation. And he doubts that McConnell will even put it up for a vote if he knows it has a veto on it. So if McConnell won't even advance it if
Inhofe
Trump says he's not going to vote for it.
How sad that Inhofe is still in government and he gets votes. It's so sad. How sad. So we're going to have a shutdown?
It passed overwhelmingly in the Senate. Democrats are saying it's got to stay.
Yeah.
They're saying the issue could derail the whole bill, which has passed every year for 59 straight years.
Holy shit.
It's a simple thing. It's getting in the way of a lot of very important stuff, the Democrats are saying.
Yes. Yes.
Includes a pay raise for troops.
Okay.
Funding for female-specific uniforms and body armor, which doesn't yet exist. That's crazy.
Body armor?
Yeah.
You want to...
Sorry about those boobs. We're going to cram you into a male body armor.
He doesn't want to approve this funding.
Because of... They're not going to name... There's going to be a Fort Lee anymore. It's not going to be...
You know what?
These Confederate heroes.
Confederate dickbags that are resistant to this type of change. Just think about it like this. Your kind has existed forever with your Fort Lees and your dumb fucking monuments and all that shit. And now it's over. And now it's time to go fuck yourself. Go crawl off into the woods and croak.
We gotta go.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good Thanksgiving. Socially distanced. Don't be stupid, for fucking Christ's sake. And be healthy. And we'll talk to you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Don't be stupid.
We'll talk to you either on Friday again at the normal time, or we'll be back on Monday. And have a great, safe holiday.
Fuck Matt Gaetz. Fuck Trump.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.